Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes an eagle flies.
Well, the stars and stripes,
a big old land with
well positions. Sanctuary Event Center for the announcement of Doug Burgum's run for President of the United States. My friend Scott Hinnett live and on location at the Sanctuary Event Center. The doors don't even open until 10 a.m., and there's already a hubbub of activity here. A lot of folks are keeping tabs on what is going to be the announcement from Governor Burgum today. These are folks that are obviously the ones that are here now. Most of them are staffing the event and making sure things are all in place and ready to go. But there's red, white, and blue bunting. There's the red, white, and blue of the American flag. There's the red, white, and blue in the Burgum sign. And he has an American flag next to Doug on the Doug Burgum for America, a new leader for a changing economy sign. So this campaign is going to be about America, that's for sure. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. We are counting down to when the governor will make his announcement, which we expected about 10:30 today. We're going to chat with somebody that served with Governor Burgum on the Industrial Commission, Secretary of State at the time, Al Jager, in just a moment. Also going to be chatting with Rich Carlgaard, friend of Doug's and a publisher of Forbes magazine, who's written about the presidential candidacy. He predicted that he would run, and he ran. So he can say, I told you so. Chat with him a little later on. Also welcome your opinions on what you think about this at 701-271-1100. To call us, you can text, too, at 701-237-1590. Al Jager is on the line. Al, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Thanks for taking some time for us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Tell us why you're here to see this announcement today.
Well, first of all, as Secretary of State, I've served with Doug Burgum on the State Land Board and the Emergency Commission during the 6 years, the last 6 years. And so I really saw firsthand how he tackles issues, how well-versed he is in the topics that come up. And so I'm here to support him because I think he would do well for the country and the United States.
Bring us inside one of those meetings. How does the governor operate? How does he, as the chief executive officer of the state of North Dakota, tackle the issues that you you witnessed firsthand, Al?
Well, basically, particularly on some of them, really on all of them, but he's very well briefed ahead of time. He understands the issues that we were dealing with in detail. He was always open to discussion and input from the rest of us on the committee. And so he valued all of that, and I appreciated mine being able to be there, and it was quite an honor to serve on those things. We dealt with, we made decisions regarding millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, people forget the Industrial Commission, which the governor, the Secretary of State, and the Ag Commissioner serve on, is
not the Industrial Commission, the State Land Board.
The State Land Board, right, yeah. And refresh my memory on how much the state land board. How much assets you dealt with in that, Al?
Well, basically, when I started as Secretary of State, we barely had $1 billion in assets, and when I left in December, when I ended up my term, we were around $8 billion, and so there was a lot of things that we had to decide on. And, of course, as a member of the state's emergency commission, we dealt with a lot of the COVID money that came in. And with that, the governor was always exceedingly well prepared and had enlisted input from legislative leaders and just a lot of things. So we had major responsibilities, and I saw firsthand how we handled it.
Yeah, thanks for correcting me, too. I've been, you know, thinking that you were on the Industrial Commission, but that, of course, is the Attorney General, the Ag Commissioner, and the Governor. And
right.
you mentioned that the Land Board is the one you served with the Governor. Talk a little bit about when you first heard that Doug Burgum was running for president. Did it surprise you?
No. Not really. I mean, in a way it did, but as I've been thinking about it, and the reason that I particularly wanted to come is that, in my opinion, with all the candidates that have been announced, Doug would be the best.
Wow, that's saying something. How do you ran a few races in your day for Secretary of State? How do you assess his chances?
Well, as I mentioned to somebody a little bit earlier today, if the people of America actually listen to his message, listen to his accomplishments, and just get past all of the talk out there, which is negative and attacking and what have you, if they really listen to the governor's message, he has a chance. If they ignore it and just listen to all of the dribble that's out there, that would be a challenge, but hey, you know, I'm willing. I'd like to have a breath of fresh air, somebody that's intent on resolving problems because I've seen him. I've seen how he's done it. So
fascinating. Any other former or current statewide office holders that have joined you today?
I don't know. I just arrived a few minutes ago, so I suspect that there'll be others here, but I'm early. Wanted to make sure that I was able to get in, and I was fortunate. I have a VIP pass along with several others, and so I'm in, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it.
Sounds great, Al. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Glad you're here.
You're welcome. Bye.
Al Jagger, the former Secretary of State, our guest to start off our coverage on What's on Your Mind. Rich Carlgaard is going to join us a little bit later on in the program. He's the publisher of Forbes magazine and a friend of Doug's as well. Mike Allmendinger will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's the president of the Kilbourne Group. And one thing that Doug Burgum is known for is the rebuilding of downtown Fargo. And if you look at downtown Fargo, I think Kevin first met Governor Burgum right about the time he was working on the Northern School Supply Building. He was just retiring from Microsoft and taking on that project of totally transforming downtown. It started with the Northern School Supply Building. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the building was in total disrepair.
Yep, absolutely remember it. Yeah.
It was literally one day away from the wrecking ball. And he said, not so fast. And, of course, now it's home to the Plains Art Museum and a nice little treasure in downtown as so many other pieces
of real estate. Yeah, look at what the former missus did with the Hodo. I mean, the Hotel Donaldson. I mean, a ton of renovation going on and revitalization thanks to the Burgum crew.
Yeah, now, of course, there's too many buildings to count.
You
look at what Kilbourne Group has done. Kilbourne Group, of course, the development group that has done so much of the work downtown. We're going to talk to Mike Allmendinger about that. But it's named after Doug's mom. Her maiden name was Kilbourne. So that is why it's called the Kilbourne Group. So anyway, looking forward to catching up with him and talking a little bit about that as well. And then, of course, at 10:30, we expect the big announcement to happen, and we'll bring that to you live from the Sanctuary Event Center today. This is starting to fill up, and I see some, you know, good. There's the Keith Peltier from Proceeds is down there, and some family members of Doug's. I think Keith is a cousin. I could be wrong about that, but they're certainly friends and acquaintances. And you mentioned that Al Jager, he's now on the floor. Said he had a VIP pass earlier. So some of these folks are obviously invited guests.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the
Daggett trucking crew is there from the Minnesota side. Some of his friends from around Lakes Country.
Fred Daggett tells a great story about being a part of the Great Plains Software sale to Microsoft and that offer. And what a significant deal that was. Fred tells a good story. I think he was college roommates with Doug. Is how they
that is exactly the deal. Yep.
Yeah. Right, of course, of Daggett Trucking. So fascinating. All right, more of our coverage coming up. And once your take two, is this a good thing? Tell us what's on your mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Born in a small town, and I lived in a small town. I've been dying in a small town, oh, small communities.
I see what you did there.
All my friends are so small town.
That's dedicated to the fine people of Arthur, North Dakota.
Arthur, North Dakota, would he qualify as a small town? That's for sure. It's Doug Burgum's hometown. Going to play prominently in this campaign. as the small town guy, which I don't know. I think you got a governor from Florida, you got a governor, a former president from Florida, you've got, originally from New York City. I'm trying to think who else could play the small town card.
Right.
In that group.
Exactly.
Which
yep.
is not bad. Not bad at all. Does Doug Burgum have a chance in this presidential sweepstakes? That's the question I have for you. 701-271-1100. We're brought to you today by High Road Partners. High Road Insurance, High Road Medicare are here to help you. They're independent, local brokerage, work with a variety of insurance carriers to provide the best options for your company. And if you didn't know, when you work with an agent, you're charged no more than when you work directly with a carrier. Working with an agent provides you a guide who's looking out for your best interests, who can help you shop multiple plans. And on the Medicare side, I mean, Medicare is so complex and highly regulated, and the folks at High Road Partners are a licensed agent trained in the wide array of plan options. And again, it doesn't cost you any more to work with that agent. They educate you on your options, work with a broad range of carriers to provide the most choices. And they are available constantly to support you year-round. HighRoadPartners.com to learn more and set up a meeting. HighRoadPartners.com. Back on What's on Your Mind, live from the event center, known as the Sanctuary Event Center in downtown Fargo, where Governor Burgum will take the stage in about an hour and some change. Does he have a chance, Kevin? That's my question of the day here. Does he have a chance?
To win the nomination, boy, that's as long a shot as it gets. I mean everybody's got a chance. I don't think it's much of one, but you know, and a lot of the things swirling around that I wonder about is a guy like Chris Christie has no chance of anything post election day with a new Trump administration, but Doug Burgum certainly would. You know, Interior Secretary. I always go to motive, Scotty, and I think Doug's motive, first and foremost, I think just in his heart of hearts, he wants to just keep and make North Dakota and keep it more, you know, more relevant every day. He's a fan of the state, and he wants to show off his state and the guy that's from it.
Texter says, my concern with Doug Burgum is his connection with Bill Gates. That question has come up directly to him a number of times when he's been on the program before, and he answers with some version of this. Look, I worked at Microsoft, so I obviously know Bill Gates, but it's not like I have a close personal relationship with Bill Gates. You know, I know him, but, you know, we're not business associates. There's no connection there. That's how he answers the question. I don't know whether that's enough to satisfy concerns on that front. I think people are right to ask the question, given the former Microsoft connection, and you know, there's some reports that they have homes near each other in Yellowstone at the Yellowstone Club. Not sure if that's accurate or not, but I think it's fair to raise the question. I really do, because nothing about Bill Gates is something I want within 100 yards of a presidential candidate. I don't know about you, Kev, but no chance. Hard stop. Sorry, not going for that. 701-271-1100 to text us. You go to 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. And Kev, you may need to take the calls.
Hang on. Our buddy Fred Daggett is on with us, Scotty.
Well, beautiful. Fred, are you at the Sanctuary Event Center somewhere?
He's on the floor.
He's on the floor.
Right on the floor of the Sanctuary.
I should try and find you. I'm up in the balcony. So.
Okay.
They took us media jackals and sent us up upstairs in the balcony, but the floor is getting pretty crowded right there. There he is. I see you there, right there. Good to see you.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about this? Your college roommate running for president, does that surprise you?
Yeah, we went to college together, and then we both in the same fraternity together. So we've been good friends for 40 years now. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's very exciting. It's good for good for North Dakota and certainly good for the country.
It is good for North Dakota. We talked about that earlier as well. What do you explain what you think will come from it, from North Dakota's perspective of Doug running for president? What do we get out of it, the state?
Oh gosh, I think it's going to. So many people, I don't know if they're familiar with North Dakota, but they're soon to be. I mean, you can look at the video that was made. Western North Dakota is beautiful, and that's kind of, many people have never witnessed that or traveled there before. And but the whole state, everything the state has to offer, Doug will make everybody aware of it.
Great ambassador, yeah.
Talk a little bit, Fred, about what you know of Doug Burgum over the years, and you know, the business acumen and what he would bring to being a CEO of the country.
You know, if anything, I'll just say the guy is just truly a born leader, and you can look at his success with Great Plains and whatnot. He builds incredible teams with a vision and great follow through. And just a great representative of North Dakota. My gosh, and I think it's a great future for the U.S. to have the caliber of Doug Burgum leading it.
Talk a little bit about the Great Plains era and what you saw happen there with Great Plains Software and how that started and how it ended.
Gosh, you know, a small company in the mid-80s, and he starts this thing up with taking a loan out against the farm, and you know, mortgages everything towards it, and look what he built. You know, $1 billion business representing 132 countries. It's really quite incredible. And then successfully built it and sold it, and then since then he's been in so many other business startups too that have all been wildly successful.
Yeah, they have. I don't think people even recognize some of the companies that he later went on to be on the board of and helped form as well, but have been, as you say, very successful financially and otherwise. So he brings a great resume to the job, doesn't he?
Yeah. But overall, he's never changed who Doug Burgum is. He's still one of us. You know, outstanding guy, generous with his time and his talent, and just a great guy.
Thanks for sharing a little of that story, Fred. Enjoy the day.
You bet. Thanks.
Take care. Fred Daggett Trucking, good friend of Doug Burgum's, going back to the college days, sharing a little bit of that story. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mike Allmendinger about Doug's involvement in downtown Fargo and the development there. Big announcement an hour away. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Isma.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence was to announce his presidential run tonight in Iowa, but Pence released a new video to the media hours ago that let the cat out of the bag.
On his 64th birthday, Mike Pence released a nearly 3-minute video announcing his candidacy and his vision for America.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet, and together we can bring this country back.
The announcement by Pence comes a morning after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his campaign. Polls show Pence and all the GOP candidates still trail former President Trump in his third run for the presidency.
I'm Rory O'Neill.
17 U.S. states are issuing air quality alerts today because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfires. States in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee are reporting dense smoke from the fires burning in Quebec. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me.
Good. Back at the Sanctuary Event Center on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. For lunch today, after a busy morning, how about a little spaghetti today in Harwood? Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chili dogs at 12th Avenue, 929. Lasagna at MP Avenue. Barbecue chicken, Glendon. Stuffed green peppers in Yulin, tater tot hot dish at 45th Street in Fargo. The tunes are cranking here already. They're getting the crowd fired up, and they don't even open the doors till 10 a.m., but some VIPs are in here, so it's kind of busy and filling up, which is kind of fun. Here's the music they have going now, Kev.
So lonely.
There you go.
It up with only
a little Neil Diamond going. What
nothing wrong with that.
What are you predicting for walk-up music?
Oh, man, that's a good question. It's got to be America. It's got to be something. Boy, I don't know. Yeah,
I'm going small town something or another.
Well, yeah, so it could be.
Let's keep playing Mellencamp, the small town songs and see if we can find the right one there. Yeah, that'd be great.
Small town Saturday night, Hal Ketchum. Small town me, Tyler Hubbard. He's got a new one. Yeah,
there you go. It's beautiful. Sporting a fancy DB Doug Burgum for America t-shirt is Mike Allmendinger, joins us from the Kilbourne Group. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Very good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, great to see you, Scott.
And it's a fun day, huh?
It's a great day. I'm so excited for Doug.
Did you ever envision, you know, you've worked with Doug a long time. You ever envision something like this?
I've worked with Doug for over 20 years, and no, I did not envision this happening, but I'm excited for him and support him 110%.
Yeah, I got to admit, I was surprised as well. I mean, I've obviously known Doug since his time in Fargo and as governor, and when I first heard about him, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But I think it's great for North Dakota, great for Fargo, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think he'd be a great leader.
And you wouldn't mind them showcasing downtown a little bit either, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, downtown's a great example of, you know, when Doug puts his mind to something and really commits to it. I mean, the hard work he puts in and the changes that can be made, in a really big challenge 20 years ago when this all started. That was this is a perfect result of what he can achieve.
Talk about that evolution from when you first heard him share the vision for what he thought downtown would be to where we're at today.
I'd love to, Scott. So, you know, and I like to focus on the years between 2006 and 2014, you know, before Doug was governor, and there was 8 years of really hard work that was happening when we first started doing projects in downtown Fargo. And I always like to start out with the community put a vision together of what is possible in downtown Fargo 20 years ago. They got all the community members together, and there were a lot of ideas, you know, about renovating old buildings, building in the surface parking lots, but it was a daunting task on how would you possibly achieve that. And then Doug, you know, heard about the vision, had a historic connection through his mother, which is Catherine Kilborn, who grew up in Fargo, walked down Broadway every day when she was going to high school. And then Doug, but the main reason that Doug was interested in the revitalization of downtown Fargo, because he knew the economic impact it would have for every business across the region. And he always envisioned that this would create a great cultural amenity that would have food, beverage, boutique destinations, hotels, places to live in downtown, and that would be a great way to recruit people to North Dakota, recruit people to Fargo, and also retain the awesome people that are already here. And that was the main reason that Doug got involved in this, you know, community idea of revitalizing downtown.
I always say when businesses in town are recruiting somebody, but the first place they go from the airport is downtown Fargo to show how we're different. Right?
Absolutely. And when Doug was building Great Plains Software to 2,000 people, you know, he knew that that was a challenge, and he knew that if we had a vibrant downtown Fargo, not only Great Plains Software and then Microsoft, but every other business in the region would have the ability to grow. And, you know, growing and attracting team members is one of the biggest economic challenges that a place like North Dakota has. So he put his mind to it, and, you know, and we worked hard, and we continue to work hard on that vision. But, you know, Doug was, you know, all in for those 8 years up until 2014.
What's left in his vision, would you say? What to complete the vision, what do you still want to add to the downtown masterpiece?
Oh, I say we're just getting started in downtown Fargo. I mean, this is our central business district. We have a ton of work to do. There are still surface parking lots all over in downtown Fargo. And it's just that we just have to grow it consistently and continue to do that for many years ahead. I mean, downtown Fargo will never be done. We're not walking away from downtown Fargo ever thinking that it's done. It's a city, and we'll just continue to work on it.
And talk about the surface parking lots. They're not exactly the best to look at, right?
Well, the surface parking lots, you know, have a unique story on why they are there originally. They all had buildings on them at one point, and when the federal government provided urban renewal dollars, the federal government came out with an urban renewal plan, and they paid cities to rip down buildings and create surface parking lots so that those local businesses could compete with the new strip malls that are getting built everywhere. And now we find that the best thing to have is buildings back on those properties. So that's why there's a combination of parking garages and buildings being built on these surface parking lots.
And the total amount of parking in Fargo has grown considerably, right? I mean, you look at look at that growth. Used to be, you'd hear people all the time say, there's no place to park. I can't find a place to park. You don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, we've built over 2,000 new parking spots in downtown Fargo, in primarily garages. So we're stacking the cars, and that allows for the buildings to be built.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Talk about, again, that initial. I want you to bring us back to the first time, you know, you and Doug were in a room with a whiteboard, kind of dreaming a little bit about what downtown would look like. I mean, I imagine you think about that a lot, right?
I do. I'll share one vivid memory that I have with Doug, and it was looking at the Northern School Supply building early on in downtown Fargo. And So the Northern School of Supply Building is now NDSU's architecture and landscape architecture programs and art program are located in this building in downtown Fargo. We were touring the building. Okay, windows were broken, asbestos in the building, hard. The wood floors were all jacked up from the water leaking into the building, and we were up on the roof. And Doug was, you know, just in one of those pause moments where he just was really starting to articulate all the potential that our downtown would have. And I think that was the moment where he really leaned in and committed to the revitalization of downtown.
I mentioned that project earlier, and I misspoke and said the Plains Art Museum was in there now, but you know, you're absolutely right. That project was, and that was when he had just left Microsoft, right? And sort of, this is the next big project he was going to take on, was revitalization of downtown Fargo?
Yes. When we first started, you know, when he first started buying some buildings in downtown Fargo, he was still working at Microsoft at that point and starting to make that transition.
Yeah, and that Northern School Supply was the first building where you really saw that transformation take hold.
That's right, yes.
A day away from the wrecking ball, wasn't it?
It was, yes. That building had, nobody had a great use for it, so Doug purchased it. Put some, made some initial repairs, donated it to NDSU, and now we have, you know, there's over 2,000 students that come to downtown Fargo just for that building. And then there's the business school is in downtown Fargo as well. So total, there's 3,000-4,000 students that come to downtown Fargo every day.
What do you think about Doug Burgum as a presidential candidate?
Oh, I love the idea. I mean, I have known Doug for 20 years, and what I'm excited about is his ability to, you know, to identify the problems and go and work on them. I mean, you'll not find a harder working individual than Doug Burgum. I mean, on everything that he does, he stays committed to it. And I just know that everything that he understands and believes at a national level, he is going to make great strides, and he would be an awesome president.
Yeah. So the skill set that you've seen up close applies to him at the next level of the political ladder, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't work with Doug on the political side and, you know, what his agenda will be politically. My focus is Kilbourn Group, but I've worked with Doug for 20 years, and I know that, you know, the way he can put together a team and get a shared vision put together and go accomplish goals and solve some of the hardest problems, what I love about it is that he's right there with everyone doing that, and I'd be so excited to see him in that position.
Not afraid to burn the midnight oil either, right?
Not at all. I've had many meetings past midnight with Doug.
Fascinating. Well, great to catch up with you, Mike. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with our listeners on Doug. It's an exciting day for downtown Fargo, certainly, and all of North Dakota.
Yeah. I'm so excited for him.
And you might as well give a plug for anybody who wants to buy the Sanctuary Event Center, because it's for sale, I understand.
Well, yes. I mean, the Sanctuary Event Center is the business that's in this building, and their business is rocking and doing great, and they're going to be in business for a long time. Kilbourn Group owns the building, and they lease the building from us. So we're just selling the building. But we're selling all of our buildings, at this 10-year mark around 2025 or 27.
That's the plan.
Yes, that's right.
Always was the plan. Right?
Always was the plan. Yes, that's right. That was the plan when we first. In 2015, we had investors that are invested with us on a lot of different projects. So at that point, we told them that we would have that investment in place for 10 years.
And then you sell it. That's what an investor wants sometimes.
Yeah, that's
got
right.
It. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Mike Allmendinger from the Kilbourn Group, our guest on What's on Your Mind as we count down to Governor Burgum's announcement coming up. I'm seeing a few more legislators here. There's Todd Porter and Austin Schauer and a few others as well. Our own Ty Shornett from the news team is here. We can begin now. There's Levi Bachmeier. Levi is, of course, former staffer for Governor Burgum, now assistant superintendent out at West Fargo Public Schools. Place is filling in, that's for sure. A lot of folks here as we count down to the announcement of Governor Burgum at the bottom of the hour. Back with more of our What's on Your Mind program. Text us, 237-1590, 237-1590. Call us, 271-1100. We'll continue after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Sleepy little farm town life. If I'd have never left it, but my windshield needed new welcome to signs, and I just had to go down a road I ain't been to. Put myself in someone's boots just so I could really get to know. Yeah. Small town me, I drive my truck on Friday night. I push my love.
Kevin is in the middle of a little sweepstakes here to see if he can figure out which walk-up song Governor Burgum's going to use.
Yeah.
We know it's Small Town Something, but you're coming up with some...
Coming
you go.
Good suggestions here.
There you go. We'll see.
Good stuff. I love it. We're brought to you today by Swanson Hyperbarics. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment can show improvements for you inside and out. Can affect aging of blood cells. Mike Morgan, I think we all know Mike from his years on television.
You bet.
He did Swanson Hyperbarics for anti-aging. And he'll tell you, nothing like it. Can affect the aging of blood cells. Nothing else does that. Can help repair skin, smooth fine lines and wrinkles. Can help you feel younger by providing muscles and joints with more oxygen and improved circulation. Their team is amazing. The medical doctor is Dr. Arden Beachy, former NDSU star. And he is so good. So I encourage you to come on in, have a consult, set up an appointment, and explore how this could help you. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com, or call 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930.
I do also, believe we have Chris Larson. Did you want to? What did you have? Chris Larson standing by with David Hogue, I believe.
Chris, are you there?
He gave me his phone. This is David Hogue.
David, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in a very, very crowded room right now, though.
You know, there's a lot of legislators that are here amongst the crowd, and I think that's interesting in that sometimes there's a tense relationship between the governor and the legislature, but a lot of legislative support here. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think there's overwhelming support for the governor. I mean, this goes beyond local politics. This is historic for North Dakota. This is a really big deal, and so I think a lot of legislators are coming together because they recognize how big this is.
What do you cite as the best example of Governor Burgum's leadership of the state in your dealings with him and what you've seen from a legislative perspective?
Well, I just think his level of engagement with the legislature, after his first session and certainly this last session, he has been the one to initiate dialogue, discussion, making sure that we get together on things like, the historic tax relief where, we passed $575 million of property and income tax relief. And there were a lot of ideas floating around. There were a lot of cooks in the tax relief kitchen, so to speak. And one of his great examples of leadership was the ability to bring everybody together and to forge some compromise in terms of the balance between income tax relief and property tax relief and the structure of the tax relief as well. So I would cite that as a good example.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm glad there's a great showing of legislators, and it's a good deal for North Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's really it's something that, if you're involved in state and local government, you just don't imagine something like this could happen. But obviously, it's happening, and it's going to be really exciting to see how he performs in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, because as we all know, I mean, he's very articulate, he's very hardworking, and of course you need both of those to have any success in the primary battles.
Thanks for chatting with us, David. Enjoy the day.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Senator David Hogue, who is the Republican leader in the Senate. An off-air call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Yeah, this is Ben from Rolog. With Doug announcing for president today, I'd rather vote for him than Benedict Arnold, Mike Pence, or that ding-dong from New Jersey. So he's got that going for him. Thanks.
There you go.
Is that Chris Christie's
Chris
campaign?
Christie, yeah.
Is that his campaign slogan?
Yeah, the ding-dong.
The ding-dong?
New Jersey. Yeah. The ho-ho.
All right. Donald Trump would probably have a few comments about that,
yeah,
since he can't avoid referring to
I think I'm with Ben. Of the three of the announcements we're getting, the Pence, Chris Christie, and Burgum announcements, Doug would be my choice of those three. I'm kind of with on the Pence thing. He's a little too polished. He's a little too made up, you know?
Well, Mike Pence is a very well-heeled politician, right? I mean, he was a member of Congress. He was a governor of Indiana, and he was a vice president. So I think you're getting that polished feel of the governor is what you are, of the former vice president. Take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Rich Carlgaard, friend of Doug's and publisher of Forbes magazine, live from the Sanctuary Event Center on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Your order.